Okay. I just wanted to say something over from the Rav about Mikse Yom Kukulo. Which we've done before. The Mar said, "Kaman az ahad amar Rav Nachman one mod kant new testament base amar Rav avel kevin she'amdu Menachem etzlo mutu bechitza kaman kabashol." In other words, who's Abashol? In other words, it's Abashol says, "You say mixiyon kukulo," and it's mashman that therefore according to Chachamim that disagree with Abashol, we don't say mixiyon kukulo. Period. Right? And therefore the Ovel has to complete the whole day. Yom HaShvi'i, he won't be mitzvah b'chitza. And you don't say Misham de Menachem's mutter. So what's difficult about this is that the Gemara at the end of the second parak in Megillah quotes, and it's a Lysos also in Shabbos, that by Zav and Zava, with this minyan melos, that we say mixes yom kukula, and they can go to mikvah before the end of the day, and that lachoy that's according to everybody. So why is it here by avelus that we find machlokes of a shol and chachamim where they say mixes yom kukula? Of course, we paskin that by avelus also say mixes yom kukula, but why is that different than zav and zava? So Rashi says in Moed Katan there, "Keman kabashol da ama yom shvi'i olu l'kan l'kan." So from Rashi, the Rav said it's mashma that according to Chachamim, that they also agree that you say mixiyam kakulo by Ovel, but there's a machloikis between Abashol and Chachamim what the nature of mixiyam kakulo is. That according to Abashol, mixes hayom kakulo means that it splits the day. So once it's mixes hayom kakulo, the day is over, the shiva is over, and now only the surah shloshim begin. However, according to Chachamim, they hold that the loch of that mixes hayom kakulo is not that it splits the day. It's still called yom hashvi, but the niyug, or the niyug of mixes ayom is sufficient. So then it's not difficult in terms of the halacha. Even according to Chachamim, they would agree to the halacha by Zav and Zava that they can go, which is a brisa, that they can go to mikvah on the seventh day, and we say mixiyam kukulo. So, the Gemara, if you're looking right in the Gemara, the Gemara says like this. It says, "Umodim chachom labashol, kishachal shmini shelo lios b'shabes, erev haregel, shemutu l'galeach b'erev shabes." So, in other words, if shmini, if yom shmini is Shabbos, so erev Shabbos is shvi, right? So you'd be mutal galeach even you'd be mutal galeach erev Shabbos. Right, so that means that even according to Chachamim, it would be mutter, you'd say mixing yom kukulo, and it would be permitted to megaleach. Right, just the machloikus is the yom split? So therefore, you'd say mixing yom kukulo, and shloshim is begun, and comes yontiv and it cancels it. That's Abashol's opinion, but Chachamim also agreed that it's called yom hashvi. Just they hold in term it's a matir though mixing yom kukulo. Since you know it mixes a yom, that's sufficient.
It's not because of an
assay. Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. And therefore, because of covered haregel, which is now what you write, you know, assay de rabbim, stoicha assay de yochid, So therefore, the Isure, because Giluach is also Bishloshim, so it's Matar the Isure Shloshim. But if we say that according to Chachamim of Abishol, they don't have the whole principle of Mixus Hayom Kekula at all, so why would it be Mutter to Mugaleach Erev HaRegel? Why would the, in other words, why the, you're still in the middle of Shiva, why should that be Matavit even, you know, because of the regal, the ensuing regal. So it's a little difficult, right? Because at the beginning of the sugya, it's mashma, kiman azahad amar of amran, kimchi amdim nachman etzam mutal berachitza, is like abishol, so it's mashma that according to chachamim, there's no halacha at all of mixing kukulo, and the later when the Gemara says umoldim chachamim labashol kishachal shmini shelo lios b'shabes erev haregel, so in other words, Shabbos is Erev HaRegel, right? So we're matim to Megaleach Erev Shabbos, right? Because of the regal that's coming the next day, right? So you see, what's the matir? Because it's pashtus, because it's going to be mixing on kukulo, because the yontif is going to be doicha. So mashman according to Chum, we do say mixing on kukulo. So the answer is that Chachamim agree that there's a locha mixing. In other words, we only say, this is what the Rav said, we only say mixiyam kakulo when there's a matir. In other words, you can't automatically on your own just break up the day. Let's say it's a regular shiva, right? To say that we break up the day, and how will you break up the day? By mechal the avelus, right? By stopping the avelus on your own, right? So that Chacham say, why stop the avelus now? Continue the whole day, right? But if there's a matir, what's the matir? Kvod HaRegel. So then they agree that you say mixing on kukulo. And also, therefore, also by what? By Zava, there's a matir. What's the matir? Tefillah. So, you know, Chacham say that we don't say mixing on kukulo by avelus, just by yourself to break up the shiva, right? Because there's no matir. And that Abishol disagrees, because Abishol thinks that you can, that mixing on kukulo is like the day is over. Right, so, I mean, no one would say, for example, would anybody say by Tomei, let's say he wants to end the Melo, you know, you can just walk into the Mikdash Tomei and the seventh day is over, right? Or Zav, right, the last day. Of course not. Because you need a matir. What's the matir? So thereby tefillah there is a matir, namely by the melos of Zav and Zava. What's the matir? Tefillah. So the Rav said, according to this, we can also explain the Yerushalmi Moed Kot in the third perek, which Tosis quotes, that the Yerushalmi, according to Chachamim of Abishar, Ma ben Shloshim liyom Shmini. Right? That if he buried the mace 8 days before the, right? If the kfu was 8 days before the regal, so we say Mixiyam Kukulo, and you can regalech Erev HaRegel. But by regular shloshim, we don't say mixiyom kukulo. Right? So the Yerushalmi says, because that's erev haregel, mishum korot haregel hitiru. Right? So the Yerushalmi says, teda shrei im chal shmini shelo b'shabes, erev haregel megaleach erev shabes, vilu chal shloshim b'shabes, ein megaleach erev shabes. In other words, why? Because, you know, because there's a matter, namely covered hashab. To say there's a matir, namely kvod haregel, so that's matir giluach l'chavod haregel. But otherwise, and therefore it's matir, you can say mixing on kukulo, But without the Mixiyon Kukulo, you can't say it. So it is Mixiyon Kukulo, but you need a Matir. Okay.
And the matter for Kibuach wouldn't have been sufficient on its own without the Matzisyon
Kukulo. Right, without Mixiyon Kukulo.
So if it fell out on, so if it was the third day,
it wouldn't be matter it, according to Chachamim. Right, I mean, of course, when Yontif will come, it'll cancel the Avelos. But this is, you know, Shabbos. Erev was Shabbos, so you can't.
So Friday was the third day of the Shiva, according to all opinions, he wouldn't be able to shave.
Right.
That Friday, if Yontif was going to be Motzei Shabbos.
If Yontif was going to be Motzei Shabbos. No.
It was the third day of Shiva. Friday was the third day.
Right. So I mean, so the question will be according to this Yerushalmi, in others, that according to Chachamim. That the reg is the regal mavato per se because it covered the regal, or only together with Mixiyon Kukulo. Nafkamina is your case. What if it's in the middle, right? So apparently this is in the Mefarshim Yerushalmi. This is a machlokes. This is a machlokes between between Moshe and the Korban Eda. You know, so Yerushalmi mean it only together, according to Chachamim again, together with Mixiyon Kukulo. I mean, all right. You know, sometimes, the case that we're talking about is since the Erev HaRegel is Shabbos, and he can't be Megaleach Erev HaRegel, so since he's an onus, so the Heter is extended even the day earlier. We have this Halacha L'maisa. We have it when Lag BaOmer falls when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday this year. When does Lag BaOmer fall?
Thursday.
Oh, it's not okay this year, but so we're marked to it, you know, the Heter goes earlier, so all right. Again, for us, it's not so no gay because we pass like Abba Shaw, the same except Kukulo completely. All right. Let's continue now in the Shulchan Aruch, what we're up to. We were... which we were up to? Shin Tzadites, I think, before Rosh Hashanah. Did we do about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? I think we did that right.
Or we didn't do Yud Aleph, maybe.
Sha Achas Lifnei Yom Kippur, and let's just do that Yud, okay? Batl Mimenu Gzeres Shiva. Vnei Yom Kippurim v'gzeres Shloshim v'vatel menu hachag u'megaleach v'erev hachag. Right, so Yom Kippur also, even though it's one day, so we pass in the different opinions in the Mishnah, but we pass that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are both mevatel avelus, which would seem to indicate, right, that there is either it indicates that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a dimension of simcha to it, right, even though it's obviously not the simcha of because of simcha of achil and shtir, that doesn't apply. But we quoted the Rambam, right? That they're not you may simcha. We by the Rambam halal, that we don't say halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because they're right. He says the enemy may simcha yisaver, right? And we saw the lashon of Ram, right? So there is a dimension of simcha because it is lifnei Hashem, as the Rav explained. I think I spoke about last week that the simcha is always defined as lifnei Hashem. Yom Kippur would have is mevatel avelus because there is a subdued simcha because of the opportunity of tshuva and slicha mechila. So even though Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur sifrei meisim sifrei sifrei meisim psuchim lefanav, but there is a dimension of simcha, and that's what's mevatel avelus. Or the halacha is that even Shabbos would have, according to the Yerushalmi, he said that even Shabbos would have been mevatel avelus. The reason it's not mevatel avelus is because Yevsha the Shiva below Shabbos. So if Shabbos was Mevatel Avelus, there would never be an institution of Shiva. So really, even Shabbos would have been Mevatel, and that's because maybe just the Kiyum of Kibud V'Onig itself would clash with Shiva. Not that it was an impossibility, therefore, it would be impossible not to have Shiva. So therefore, Vashani Yom Kippur and Mevatel, not because of Mitzvah Simcha, the Mevatel because of the Mitzvah Kibud V'Onig. All right. Shor achas lifnei hachag v'chag havei yud dalet u'shmini atzeres shiva havei chof alef yom sheni shel shmini atzeres havei chof beis u'mashman meim ches yomim hakovis meso shor achas lifnei haregel when yud beis also shor v'haregel chshuvim ki yud dalet u'miyad acha haregel Yesh lo din shavua shlishi le'inyan shiyoshiv b'mkomo ve'enu medaber. So, but when regel comes and it's mevatel, when regel comes and it's mevatel the shiva, so it cancels shiva and that counts towards seven of the shloshim also, right? And then comes the count of the shloshim, and the regel knocks off 7 days, right, of the shloshim. Also counts for 7 days of the shloshim. Now, so in this halacha, in other words, So comes the regal, it's mvatel the shiva, right? And then comes the reg, right? And then the regal itself counts for seven, right? Correct? But the question is, it was mvatel the availus of shiva, right? But how did you knock off, because you knocked off the shiva, how did you count, right? It was canceled the shiva. How does that take off 7 days from the shloshim? It canceled the shiva, but still, it can't cancel both shiva and shloshim. How does it work twice? It counts seven for knocking off the avelus, and it also then we say we're going to have 23 days of the shloshim to count, right? And then of course the regal then counts for 7 days. The Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days of the regal, right? But how did it cancel the shiva and 7 days of the shloshim? Why is that? So that can be interpreted in one of two ways. One is that the melos of shloshim really begins after the shiva. So shiva is 7 days. And shloshim means to say above the shiva are what? Another 23 days, right? So therefore when it cancels, like in our case, it cancels the shiva. So the shiva is knocked off. And now begins the shloshim, right? It's not that it's taking 7 days off the shloshim. It's just the shiva, the shloshim is a composite. It's 7 days of shiva plus 23 days of shloshim, right? That's one way to, right? Or the other way you can say is like this, it's not just that it cancels the shiva. That when yontif comes, it's not that you lost the shiva. When we say that yontif is mevatel or the regular is mevatel the shiva, it means to say that it's mashlim the shiva. Right, and it's as if you observe the shiva. So if it's as if you observe the shiva, then you have the 7 days towards the shloshim also. So the Rav said that this is a machloikas of Yishayim. Because Tosfos says Moed Katan and after your testament base, is it mutter to be megaleach on the 29th day? Rabbeinu Yontif quoted there. Is since we hold that Mixion Kakulo, so therefore, right, and there's every, you know, in general, when you like to, forget Yontif, Shiva, right, so you finish the Shiva, you said Mixion Kakulo, now I begin the Shloshim, so that day counts both as the last day of the Shiva and the first day of the Shloshim. So therefore, you'd be allowed to shave when? On the 29th day. You'd say, and then you say, Mixion Kakulo. Right? Because, so it'll be Oil Lakan Lakan. The last day of the Shiva is Oil Lakan Lakan, both for the Shiva and for the Shloshim. However, the Tosfos HaRav says that you don't say that the last day of the Shiva should count also for the first day of the Shloshim. And therefore you'd be mutal galech on the 29th. So the Rav said, offhand, these two days are cholok in the shaila of what's the melais of the shloshim. But Rabbi Yontif says that shloshim is a composite. There's 7 days of avelus, of shiva, then begins the 23 days. So therefore, since you said bixiyom kakulo on the shiva, right, and now it's over, so now begins, right, it's not just a matter for the Isurei Shiva, but now begins the Shloshim. So the last day of the Shiva is the first day of the Shloshim, because the Shiva's gone, right? It's not that you count from the beginning 30 days, it's Shiva plus 23 days. So then you'd be allowed to shave on which day? On the 29th day, according to Rabbeinu Yontif, right? But according to Tosfos HaRav, it means that the shloshim begins at the beginning, And the Shiva is part of the Shloshim. Right? It's not that the Shloshim is 23 days after. So it's part of the Shloshim. So you can't say Mixiam Kakulo and the Hayom is Ol Lakan Lakan. You're in the middle of the Shloshim. Right? So therefore, it would only be mutter to shave when? On the 30th day. So if you say like that, that the melos of Shloshim is a continuous melos of 30 days, right? So that this halacha becomes, how do we explain this halacha? That if you're noyig, right, before the regal comes mevatel the shiva, and therefore it counts like 14 days, the 7 days of Elis that's canceled plus the regal, let's say Rosh Hashanah counting as seven, so according to the Rabbeinu Yontif, right, that we said, what we just said, that you have 7 days plus 23, so that's a halacha we can understand, right? It's mevatel the shiva, and now becomes the shloshim, and the regal counts as 7 days towards the shloshim, and then you just have to be mashing the extra days after the regal. But according to Tosis, who says that you megaleach on the 30th day, so the shloshim really begins at the beginning, so you've canceled the shiva, but why have you knocked anything off of the shloshim? Right? So that the Rav said, according to him, what you have to say is that the niyug of the shloshim, of the shiva, which also has shloshim in it, is not pshat that it canceled the shiva. The loch is that when the yontif comes, whatever niyug you had, since it's impossible to extend the niyug beyond that, is considered as if you were mashlim the shloshim. Right, because the Yushami that we quoted before says Imchal Shmini Shelo Be'erev HaRegel, right? It's Mutul Galeach Midin Mixayom Kakulo, right? If the Shmini is Erev HaRegel, so right, so this comes back to George, to your question: if you need mixiyam kakulo, right? If he was noig before, comes the regulus mevatel the shloshim, and Yushalmi seems to say that's based on the halacha mixiyam kakulo, that's Yushalmi quoted before. So if you need mixiyam kakulo plus what? Plus the matter of the regel with the mixiyam kakulo, you're in the middle of the shloshim. The answer is that this is considered the whole shloshim, and therefore we say mixiyam kakulo. So it's not just that it's mevatel and mafkir the shiva or the shloshim, it's mashlim, and it's considered that this therefore will be the last day of the shloshim, even though it's only 12 days, let's say, into the shloshim, right? But it's mashlim, and therefore it counts towards the shloshim. The Rav was bothered if you say like the Rabbeinu Yontif, right, the way he explained that the Shloshim consists of what? Is really it's really 23 days. It's 7 days of Shiva plus 23 days of Avelus. Then this halacha that we just had in Shulchan Aruch becomes problematic in Sif Beis that we had. If you were covered the mace in the regel, in Chol HaMoed, right? So what do you have? You have the Shloshim begins, right? We say the Shloshim begins on the regel. Then what will happen? After the regel, what will you be noyig?
Shiva.
And then you'll continue to the Shloshim. So how do you have this interrupt? If you say the Shloshim is one composite, right? So the Shloshim begins, and the Shloshim is extending, right? But if you say like what the Rabbeinu Yonta was saying, that it begins, it's 7 plus 23, this 23 is going to be interrupted. You're going to have the Shloshim, in this case, will begin before the Shiva, right? And then it'll be interrupted, because the Shiva is going to be after the regel, and then you're going to continue counting to be mashing the Shloshim. So that bothered the Rav. How can that be? According to Rabbeinu Yonta, if you say it's 7 and 23, because usually the definition of malos is it's a minyan ritzufim.
Don't we have a similar case by Nazir?
Where do you have it by Nazir?
We don't have a case. I don't remember off the top of my head exactly, but then we have cases where he starts counting, let's say 100 days, and then 30 days and comes in between.
Yes. But I mean, let's say it's a Nazir if he became Tomei. But that this is what you mean to say. According to the Rambam, tell me if this is the question. It's only the Naziris is only Tumas Shur Hanazim Galeya Chalav, right? But there are Tumas that he's not Galeya Chalav, but he doesn't continue. But he's the Rambam. You stop counting. So how do you stop? Right? I think you, right. If it, let's say it's not Rov Atzomas and those things, I think the Rambam says that you, it's not mevatel the right, or for example, we don't have a Ram Hilchis Nazir, but that would, or let's say it's. You do have cases where the Naziris is suspended, right? But that's different, right? It's not. It's still a continuous count. Just it's not mevatel the it's not mevatel the Naziris. It's not mevatel the Naziris, but the day can't count towards the Naziris. We have to look at that case. I don't have a Ram here, it's nothing now. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, so we'll come back to it.
But we said that the Shiva though really begins, or the Avelus really begins during the
Oh, that's the case. The case is, the art of the East is I'm going to be a Nazir when he has a son.
Right.
And he said, Harini Nazir, obviously, this is not neither, but a person says Harini Nazir when I have a son, and Harini Nazir now, for 100 days. And then he has a son in between the 100 days.
So
then he starts counting, I have to look at the case, but he starts counting again when he has a son. And he starts that Nazirus, and then he picks up again post. No?
Mm-hmm. So this Shiva should be, in other words...
This is Ketzad. Ha'omer Harini Nazir Kishieli Ben Harini Nazir Me'a Yom V'hitcha, meaning both of them, V'hitcha V'nizir Shalom V'nolad Ben in the middle of 100 days, Im Nishar Min Ha'me'a Sheneder Shloshim Yom O Yeter or more Kishinolad Ben Lo Hibsit Klum Sheposek Nizir Shalom U'matcha L'mona Shal B'no Megaleach maybe for nosav mashlam hashloshim o yeter shenisharu min zirato megaleach min zirato. In nishar min hamea pachus mishloshim soter ala shivim.
So, yeah, let me just see that. Okay, now om harenu nozik sheli ben, harenu nozik meyo yom. Nisha min ha'meya shloshim yom o yeser kishino la rabben lo hifsid klum. Right. So you see, you can have your point. That's a good point. Right. So you see, you can interrupt the milos. You know, there's a difference by naziris. If he became tamei, so tuma is socially of it is socially the naziris and it's mavata vayom yom rishonim yiplu. Right. But if it's halacha just of giluach, the halacha of giluach is only in the minyan milos. So as long as you have shloshim, that he'll be able to count later on. So it continues. So you see that the minyan melos can be suspended, right? As long as there's not a mavatel, namely tuma, it's only stir of giluach, and you can continue counting. So here also by the shiva. So I can continue. I'm counting the shloshim. I interrupt it, so to speak, right? But there's no mafkia now because, right? It's not like tuma, something like that. And then I'm knowing the shiva because I'm not being mechalal the when I say there's no mafkir here by the avelus also there's not I'm not being soisa the niyug, and then I'll continue it afterwards and that would right so this halacha is compared to what you quoted by Nazir. Very good, you're right, correct. Okay, good. Okay.
So the Rav was bothered by the Kovrei Hamez on Chol Moed.
Right, but Hodi has a good answer. You see that you have such a, you know, what was bothering the Rav is because he always, you know, the definition of Melos is that it can't be Beseragin. Melos is a continuous count. No, it is a continuous count, and that's why if it becomes Tameh Hayom Rishon Yiplu. Because either, I mean, that's a shaila. Why, when we learn Nazir, is that tumas soiser and is mevatel the naziris, or since it suspends it, because you have to go now through naziris, tumah and count right and bring other korbanos and so on. So since it's no longer a continuous count, that's mevatel. So that could be that it's not a continuous count because there's a different melos of tumah in the middle of the melos of tara. But if you have a melos of tara. And just you have to stop, for example, because he had to count the days and the zeros that he counted, and giluach is not a soisa. It just makes it, you can't count during that period. So as long as you have 30 days left that you can continue to count, that's the one that you're quoting. You can continue to count. So you see, you can have a count peserikin. So here also, the shiva is not a steer to the shloshim. You're still being noyig avelus. Forget it's a stronger avelus of shiva over the shloshim. So that's. That according to Rabbeinu Yotam, it's not a problem. The shloshim can come in two stages like that. Right. You're right. And you see by Nazir. Right. Nazir is the classical melos. Right. Reb Chaim took intransitive verb melos and turned it into a noun. A melos, right?
Right.
Right. There's an entity. Okay.
Also, the Tosfos, I forgot there was a Tosfos Yom Tov, and I didn't catch that name. But why can't we just argue that they're arguing?
Not Tosfos Yom Tov. It's Rabbeinu Yom Tov quoted in Tosfos.
It's Rabbeinu.
Right. It's a Rishon. Okay, not the Tosfos Yom Tov.
Not
Yom Tov Helm.
Why can't we just say that they're arguing the definition of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? In other words, one's arguing that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo just, we take the beginning of the day and we can say that this defines a day. That's the definition of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo versus the other opinion says. Yeah, meaning, yeah, no, this, the first thing is that this part of the day is now defining the day.
Right, so that could be also what we said before in the Machlois, Abba Shor, and Chachamim. Right, another way to learn is what's Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? Is Mitzvah Yom Kikulo mean the day is over, which we said in the Chlok of Rashi, right? Rashi says, sounds like the day is split, Hayom Ol Lakan Lakan,
right.
Which Rashi learns is Machlos about Shon Chachamim. This could be also, you're 100% correct. That could be another way to interpret the Machlos, Rabbeinu Yontif and the Tosfos, is how do we understand Mitzvah Yom Kikulo on this day? You know, it says Mitzvah Yom Kikulo mean true, even though the Shloshim are being known the Shloshim, but it's still called the Yom of Shiva. It's not that you split the day and you can continue counting on, right? So, right. Even if you say Miksiyam Kekulo, like Abishol, like Chavim say you can't, but is the day considered that it's split, the Shiva's over, now the Shloshim, no, or it continues towards the, I remember when Rebbe Shechter was a chassan. We were learning Moed Katan then. So everybody's going to say, so Rebbe Shechter came in, it was the last day he had gotten married, it was the last day of the Shavu Brachas. So you asked the Rav, should we say Tachanun for Mincha, because it's the last day of his Shavu Brachas, do you say Miksiyam Kekulo? So the Rav said, we shouldn't say Tachanun, and he had two reasons why. And it also depends a little bit about your Shaila. Is Miksiyam Kekulo, in others, you have to somehow be, in others, by a velus, you say Miksiyam Kekulo, but it's not automatically that the day is brought. Let's say a person wouldn't say Miksiyam. He wants to sit the rest of the day in Avelus. There'd be a Kim Avelus, right? You see, you stay Adshim Yamdu HaMenachemim, right? So it doesn't automatically break itself up. So you're still a chosin, so you can continue, right? And so how is there a way to machalo the Avelus? You know, not the Avelus, I meant to say, by Avelus, there's a way to terminate it. That's the machlois, do you need a matto? By just being mechalo the Avelus. But what's the way to, you know, in the Shiva Shimei Mishter, what do you do to end it? A. And then the Rav said, he doesn't think you could end it. He said, by Avelus, you're the whole Bailam on it. But over here, the Shiva Shimei Mishter, you're not the whole Bailam. There's the Kala also. So you can't decide on your own to, I don't know if there'd be a Heskin between the two, whether you could end it. And that's what the Rav said at the time. I thought it was interesting. The Herschel asked the question, the chef asked the question. And, all right. But I'm thinking, you know, in terms of Miksiyam Kekulo, would that halach apply, you know, still overlay as a Yom of Simcha, Lamasha, what is the halacha? Now they think about what would be by Avelus. Let's say, you know, the Gemara Ksubas. If he had, you say Miksiyam Kekulo, do you say, what was the halacha? We'd have to say, if he's a chassan, right, chassan, and he started the Shiva Shimei HaMishter, do you say Miksiyam Kekulo on the Shiva Shimei, on the last day of the Shiva Shimei HaMishter, and the Avelus begins? Then does the Shiva begin? What is the halacha? Or do you wait? Do you have to wait till the end of the seventh day, and then the next day starts the Avelus? I'm sure it's Mefush, you didn't hear in Shulchan Aruch. Does it ever mention that you say Miksiyam Kekulo on the Shiva Shimei HaMishter? Okay.
Didn't we say though, isn't it really different though than 7 plus 23? Because we said really that the Avelus really begins in Chol Moed and Saskim Moed, and really maybe the Avelus really Shiva this seven that we're.
No, it says the Gav is an Avel doing Chol Moed also, because you see there's Nicham Avelim and there's Havro and so on. But the Nihug Avelis, if it's sure, is postponed till afterwards.
But is the Nihug...
Okay, I'm going to have to stop here because I have to go to a conference now.